Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist at Colonial. And this is another episode of Formula Girls. And today we are talking about formulation number 1024. It is the basic high fragrance conditioner, and it features our Colonial S18TP, which is the stearimidopropyl dimethylamine. So a lot of conditioners have quats in this, but this is not technically a quat.
Well, we say that it's a quat-free amine salt because it's not a permanent quat, so it becomes quaternary when it's neutralized. So people do use this ingredient and make those quat-free claims.
Why don't some people want quats in their conditioners?
I think some of them are known to be irritating, so they might have kind of a bad rep for that.
Is it coating the hair, or is it smoothing the hair to kind of like to give it that conditioning effect?
Well, it is a cationic when it's neutralized, so it does hang on to the hair and smooth down the cuticle, gives, you know, slip, but doesn't have excessive buildup.
And we only have 2% in this. Could you put more into a conditioner, or is there a limit? You know, is it just going to overload the formulation?
I mean, you can go up on it for higher conditioning.
Okay.
You can go up to, you know, 3%, maybe 4%.
This is a waxy solid flake. Is it easy to get into the formulation because you have to melt it? Does it melt better than others that are kind of in this form?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to work with. Most conditioners do have a fatty alcohol in there that is a waxy solid. So it's just, you know, one other that you're throwing in the mix. So I don't really think that it really adds any difficulty that you're already dealing with. You're already having to heat up to get that fatty alcohol in there.
So you actually got to use the Diastron with this formulation, right?
Well, one that was really similar.
Okay.
I don't think it had the same fragrance or the same fragrance load in there anyway, but it should be translatable, and that's on the technical bulletin. I think we saw a 76% reduction, but it had that same ratio of S18TP to the fatty alcohol, 1:3 ratio.
So can you talk briefly about what the other ingredients in here are doing?
So let's see. We have a chelating agent, fatty alcohol, and then lactic acid to neutralize the S18TP, and just a fragrance and preservative.
So this already has a large amount of fragrance. We do call it a high fragrance conditioner, but
people will put even more than
that
into stuff.
So. Yeah. So it won't overload it or anything?
You could probably go up on it a little more if you wanted. The only thing I think it might affect is, you know, the viscosity.
Okay.
And then you would have to keep an eye on the stability of it. The S18TP, one of the reasons I really like working with it is because it does make such robust emulsions. So, like, you don't even have to homogenize this formula. And it, you know, goes together and forms the really stable emulsion. So it's, I think, more tolerant of high fragrance loads than some others maybe.
So we also have another stearimidopropyl dimethylamine. It's the Colonial S18HP. And that one is, what's the difference between the S18HP and the S18TP?
So the TP is for triple press, so it's from the triple press stearic acid. It really the difference is the ratio of the stearic to palmitic. So the triple pressed has more of the palmitic in there. So it's some lower chain length. So you're sacrificing maybe a little bit on conditioning, but it is the more economical choice.
So this is formulation number 1024. It is the basic high fragrance conditioner. It features our Colonial S18TP, which is the stearimidopropyl dimethylamine. It's a very common ingredient in a lot of conditioners. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.